Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We update it every day. We improve it all the time. New stuff coming out. Get ready for the new stuff. And some of our new stuff is on YouTube.com, YouTube.com/Jim Blasingame. I hope you check that out and check out our videos there. And we'll soon be featuring them on the website. How about that? So thank you for all that and for hanging out with us today as we have our great visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, Professor of Economics at Temple University, one of the smartest guys I know, the guy who's created the Index of Small Business Optimism for the last 30-plus, almost 40 years. He started when he was only 9. Bill, when we went to the break, I had to cut you off. You were going to make a point, and I'd like to give you a chance to say that.
Oh, well, thanks. Oh, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek observation. It said, if you think of all of us in the private sector, we all have job positions, and there are requirements for those jobs, that you have to have certain qualifications. But there's no qualification for one very important job in the U.S., and that's politician.
Yeah.
Other than you have to be a citizen, I guess. But I'm not even sure that all of them require that. Congress, yeah. But, we can elect totally unqualified, incompetent people, and we have many times, and that's one of our problems. Unfortunately,
no question about it. No, they don't have to. We don't require them to take a test on the Constitution. We don't right. require them to, to
have accomplished anything in life.
Exactly, or to know anything about the economy, or how a business works. We don't. It's so much of what we do, and it's our own fault, Bill, because so much of the people we elect because of our feelings, and it's like a beauty pageant or something.
Yeah. And as we've seen for the past few years, we see that if you elect somebody who has no experience, no qualification, you get trouble.
Yep, that's exactly right. Let's move down and talk about some of the elements of your program, of your index this month. Bill, the hiring was pretty much flat, wasn't it?
It was. We didn't really gain any workers per firm. It was a little negative number. So we did have 13% say that they increased employment and 12% cut employment, but the cutters were a little bit bigger, so the average was a small negative number. But I will observe this, that the percent of owners cutting employment is one of the lowest numbers we've seen in decades of surveying. So, I mean, the cutting is over. That's
right.
The good sign.
Right.
What's the bad sign is that the percent who are increasing employment, the 13%, needs to be a much bigger number. So that also is historically low. So we're waiting for the people to kind of hire now.
Right.
And, of course, we need more customers to have a reason to hire.
You know, one of my predictions for 2012, Bill, is that we would see increasing reports of companies wanting to hire employees and not being able to find qualified people. And that's what your report this month indicated, that that's coming to pass, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. We're still kind of low on that number. We had 15% of owners, which really is too high, I would say, had to have a job opening that's hard to fill. And if you look at the about 45% of the owners actually hired or tried to hire. Most of that, of course, is replacement hiring. But 3 out of 4 of them said that they had few or no qualified applicants for the positions that they had, and that's a tragedy, and that speaks to other problems that we have in this country.
I used the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner's example: water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. And that's what we've got. We've got millions of people out of work, and yet we've got businesses looking to hire someone. They can't find a qualified person. Tell me where in the political debate you hear people talking about this, Bill. I don't hear anybody talking about it. The fact that we have structural unemployment that nobody seems to want to do anything about.
Yeah, there are a few policy people who are talking about it. You don't hear anything about it much from the people who are running for president. But it certainly is one of our fundamental problems. I mean, And you did see a whole spate in January of cities and states raising their minimum wage. I think we have 10 and a quarter now in San Francisco. Well, you know, that's the hurdle that a worker has to get over in order to be valuable enough to the firm to be hired. Well, the higher you make it, the harder it is for these unskilled workers to ever get job experience.
That's nothing but socialism, and socialism is anti-market. And America is a nation of markets.
Yeah, it doesn't really help. I mean, most 60% of people that are poor don't even work, so the minimum wage doesn't help them, and it makes it harder for them to get a job if they want it. And most minimum wage workers are from above median income families, so they are the people we're trying to help. It's really a terrible policy. And if you look over decades, you'll see that as we raise the minimum wage, the teenage unemployment rate just keeps going higher and higher.
That's the perverse irony of liberalism. One of the perverse ironies of liberalism, Bill, is that they claim to be trying to help people when what they do, their policies, their ideas, actually harm the people they claim to help.
Yep.
And that's the thing that they don't seem to get, and they never understand this. I mean, they continue to do these things, and they never ever get it through their head that their behavior is actually hurting the people that they want to help. Bill, when we come back, we're going to talk about capital spending and also the loan situation, which are kind of go together, and also we're going to talk about
all looking better.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit better. We're going to talk about sales, too, when we come back after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Smallbiz.org, smallbus.org is Bill's website where you can find his survey of his index of small business optimism. He also allows us to post it on our website, which we will be doing, and for which we appreciate that. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.